On behalf of all of the residents of Canberra, can I say thanks to you for organising a bushfire forum to bring us some much needed rain, which we greatly appreciate. It seems to be a feature of our fire lecturers' practicals as well, that can usually generate some rain. This is the first of three panel sessions that are focused on particular aspects of land management. This panel on forestry is followed after lunch by others on water and environment. And as I see it, and as the 2003-04 COAG bushfire inquiry, of which I was privileged to be a member, along with Stuart Ellis and Rob Whelan, saw it, while there are very big challenges in each of these land management arenas, and we'll hear about those challenges in each of the panel sessions, the biggest challenge to us is perhaps the integration of fire mitigation and management objectives and strategies across land management arenas, be that for forest management, for production, for water, or for conservation, and the reconciliation of those objectives with the protection of life and property and with the efficient use of available resources. We've already heard this morning that this challenge is often manifested in tension about the extent to which and how we should manage fuel loads across the landscape. We've heard from that topic from the ministers on, and I'm sure we'll talk more about it during the day. So it's one, but not the only part of the integration challenge that I think we're going to need to return to focus on in the forum summary session this afternoon. So that's the context as I see it for the forestry panel. Turning now to the forestry panel, for much of the 20th century, forest management agencies and professional foresters were responsible for much Australian bushfire management associated with their land management responsibilities. They conducted much of the research on which the first phases of bushfire mitigation and management were based. As social preferences and management priorities for public forests changed, principally since the late 1970s, as the tenure of many of our native forests have been transferred from State Forest to National Park with different management objectives, as wood production shifted from native forests to plantation forests and from public to private ownership, and as the nature of forestry agencies has changed away from broad public good objectives to much more commercially focused objectives, so the responsibilities and interests of the forestry sector and of professional foresters in relation to bushfire management have changed. And I think it's fair to say that that's been to the evident frustration of many forestry professionals, and we've heard a little bit about that already this morning. There are three panellists who are going to speak in this session from a forestry perspective. The first is Tony Bartlett. Tony's a General Manager for Forest Industries in the Australian Department of Agriculture, Fisheries and Forestry. And prior to his current role, he's had a career of operational forest management and leadership in a number of Australian states and abroad, including very significant direct fire management experience, most recently, I guess, during the Canberra fires of 2003. Alan Hansard is the Deputy Chief Executive of the National Association of Forest Industries and the Chief Executive of Tree Plantations Australia. His responsibilities there focus on promoting the forest industry's interests. Alan's a natural resource economist by background, a professional career in government, notably in the Australian Bureau of Agriculture and Resource Economics. And the third speaker, Rod Keenan. Rod's professor of forest and ecosystem science at the University of Melbourne. Rod's a forest ecologist with a career in forest research in Australia and overseas and experience of connecting science to policy through a leadership role in the Bureau of Rural Sciences. So there are panellists, and Tony Bartlett will begin. Thanks, Tony.